Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. Happy Friday. Kevin, listen, I'm really happy that you all decided to hang out with us while we all dish about the latest celebrity drama and entertainment news. But before we get to any of that, we got to say what's up to our crew there in Atlanta. Hey, guys.
Hello.
And Phil in Portia's seat is the lovely, the talented, the real housewife of Atlanta, Eva Marcille. What's up, Eva? All right, well, later in the show, our friend Andrew Froin sat down with the cast of the new movie Dumbo, so we're going to have that for you. Also, what celebrity opens up about how unhappy threesomes made him?
Oh. Huh?
All right, but first, Brad, what do you got?
Well, I got Move Over Will Smith because Oscar-winner Viola Davis is also checking items off of her bucket list. Oh. That's right. The Oscar winner conquered her fears and went skydiving in Hawaii recently and recorded the whole entire experience for her Instagram account. Take a look.
If you insist on doing
Instagram because I love and adore Viola Davis.
Oh my goodness.
When she, because you're thinking it the whole time, you're thinking exactly what she says, and when she says, I mean, obviously we had to bleep it, but I mean, it's just raw.
I thought
emotion.
As she was cussing too, I thought I just heard her go,
Yeah.
The whole time. Could she not close her mouth though? I know you're supposed to keep your mouth open.
No, you're supposed to shut it. It's hard to.
You're supposed to shut it, right?
You can see her whole body filling up with air. She went down her eyes deep. And then the hairstyle, she had seven different hairstyles as she fell. She was giving you cameo hot top fade at one point in time.
Well, former Hall of Famer Deion Sanders can't pinpoint the moment that he hit rock bottom, but he does remember feeling lonely in a bed with multiple women.
Oh.
I get that, actually. I understand
You
that.
Get that.
Don't you think you're like, none of these women love me. Wouldn't it be nice to be laying with one woman who cares about me?
Who lays down to get love?
You're hilarious.
No, just me? Okay.
Well, yeah, this may sound, you know, great for most of us, but apparently not for Deion. He was recently on Paula Faris' podcast, Journey of Faith, and had this to say. Rock bottom for me was having hundreds of suits and not covering the pain. Rock bottom for me was laying between two and three women at a time. But you get up unsatisfied. Yes, I was bleeding. Laying right beside the person who said they love you, but she didn't even know you was in pain. Oh. That was rock bottom for me.
Well, why was he bleeding, and were these definitely women?
Oh, my God. Right. Maybe he means emotionally.
Emotionally like, bleeding. He just wanted to cuddle.
Oh. I get that, but I'm a woman, so I'm supposed to get
oh,
that, I
Deion.
Guess. Like, yeah, you can have all these people, but I'd rather have one person laying there with me who loves me, not several women who are, like, just with me because I'm Deion.
Usually
Sanders.
When I get up in bed with multiple women, they're the ones unsatisfied, not me.
He's, like, living in a dream that every man wants to live.
Right.
What is he complaining
and women,
about?
Honey.
And women too. Yeah,
I want a girl to love me enough to be the second woman in that bed.
Maybe this was like.
Is that when you know you've made it?
What?
When you get everything that you thought you wanted and it's still not satisfying? Is that when you know you've made it because your fantasy is now a reality?
Your whole life, if I get this, I'll be happy. If I get this, I'll be happy. And then you end up having everything you thought would make you happy and you're still
You know you've made it when your autobiography's title is Power, Money, and Sex, How Success Almost Ruined My Life.
Wow.
That's the best.
Yeah, this is the point in life in which you start doing yoga. And you find your inner peace.
Namaste at home with one woman.
Right, namaste.
Namaste at home and just be faithful.
So, all right, y'all. So race car driver Danica Patrick just turned 37 this weekend. She celebrated her birthday in an epic way. She posted this PDA Pack Instagram shot with her boyfriend, Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, and she captioned it, "For my birthday," he said, "pack a bag. We're going somewhere amazing."
Oh, I want to be that girl. But who just goes, okay, but here's the girl I am. Oh, okay, so is it going to be cold? Do you think I should bring jeans? Or is it like a dress
right.
up? Are we working out at all? Should I bring a swimsuit? Is there a pool?
You're so much right. fun. I can't wait to marry you someday.
I know. I admit it. I'm a pain in the ass. I would love to just be like, okay, but I don't know what I'm throwing in the back, and I don't know where I'm going.
You know what I've learned about all this is that Danica Patrick cannot take a selfie with two people in it.
No,
she barely has her face in it
no,
at all.
No, but here's why, and I think girls understand this. I think she is taking it, but she didn't really have her hair and makeup done.
Right.
She still wanted the picture, so she cut herself off.
She didn't know what to pack.
Oh. And it was more about showing that it was the Eiffel Tower and some PDA versus
right.
how cute she was.
I thought she just had little arms.
This is for her birthday. He takes her to Paris, which is mm-hmm. cool. But when, you know, I think they will get married someday. So when he takes her, you know, for the proposal someplace, I know someplace that she's never been. The winner's circle.
Oh. Well, another couple is also showing their love on Instagram.
Oh.
Adam Lambert posted these pictures of himself and his boyfriend with the caption, "Love you, Javi Costapolo."
Adam Lambert's gay?
Oh, boy. We're going to take
you back.
I couldn't
even say that with a straight face.
Okay, so
yeah, a straight face couldn't even say that.
All right, when a fan commented, quote, "So, Adam, you're finally making it official. You're with Javi as a couple." Adam replied, "Honey, we have been official for months. IG isn't the gatekeeper of our truth."
Oh,
yes. Come on, gatekeeper. You know what?
Okay.
You need that sometimes, especially when you're starting a new relationship and you're as high profile as Adam Lambert is. Sometimes you need time to just establish the relationship before the world finds out.
Make sure it's gonna stick. It's legit.
Exactly.
It's kind of like Instagram's like your child and you got new stepmommy coming in.
Yeah, but I don't think he should publicize. I think some things need to be secret. People don't know who I sleep with, so that's a good thing, honey.
You don't either. That's the problem.
He doesn't either.
They never give you real names anyway.
They never give you real names.
Johnson, that's what you can call me.
Look at your receipt.
Right.
Their names
he just tinkle.
I'm tinkling.
B.E. James.
Whatever my name is, don't tell my wife.
Oh,
right.
All right.
That was a guy.
Moving on.
All right.
Okay, y'all, so we got to give props to our very own, our boy, Head Crabs. He made another guest appearance on the Fox Show Star this week. Y'all, check it out.
If you're listening to Alex, your color's going to be pink. If you're Team Gigi, your color's going to be blue. Got it? Good. Put your headphones on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go!
I'm trying to level up around here. I mean, I gotta say big shout out to Tasha Smith for like recommending me for a role and everybody on the set. Like everybody is so nice. Cause like, you know, when you go on a set, you be like, wow, you forget how many dope people are associated with the show.
Right.
And everybody is nice as they can be.
Okay, so is this like the beginning of your full blown acting career? Do we need to watch out like what's happening?
No. You know, I feel like I'm leveling up a little bit. I went from like playing myself here at the studio to like playing myself in an alternate version of the studio alongside Brad into now playing myself outside of the studio in a different environment.
Getting closer.
Next thing you know, you'll see my legs.
We've never seen Head Crabs' legs.
I know.
When people see me, they're like, yo, you can walk like I'm like my man from Oz.
Up next, we got some all-star thirst traps coming up, so keep it right here.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah. What up?
Now, y'all, since it's Friday, we thought we'd have a little fun with a new segment called Thirst Trapping with the Stars. Now, for the uninformed, y'all, a thirst trap is a sexy photo posted on social media by someone who's trying to get people all hot and bothered, all up in the DMs with comments and whatnot, with googly eye, heart, tongue emojis and all that, but they claim it's just an innocent pic. Brett does this often.
What? Hey, she hooked me with her underwear pictures. I was like,
what? There's underwear pictures?
Okay. In the eyes, Chico. It's all of the eyes. But anyway, let's take a look at some recent celebrity posts to see if they thirst trapping us or not. All right, now up first, we got Mrs. Liam Hemsworth, a.k.a. Miley Cyrus. She posted this pic on the gram with the caption, "Happy National Puppy Days, you filthy animals."
Because Miley has shown so much more in the past, I don't think this is a thirst trap on this one.
Yeah, if you're gonna put a rag on your head to block the sun, you're not thirst trapping.
Right.
And the dog paw is placed in the perfect place, like right on the stomach to smash it down a little bit.
Can you see her ass falling through all of the cracks?
Yeah.
Oh,
do you see the spillage? Like
lawn chair cheeks.
Okay. You get lawn chair marks. Cheek. Oh,
nah. Well, you know she like bitches too.
I vote no thirst trap here.
No, me.
No thirst trap?
No.
No, just ass trap.
Yeah, I got to go with that. All right, up next, we got Taron Egerton, who stars as Elton John in the biopic Rocket Man that comes out in May. Now, he posted this pic with the caption, "Happy birthday, Elton John. You are just about the most extraordinary person I've ever met. In honor of your birthday, here's a photo of me as you in some hot pants."
All right. I say thirst trap.
That ain't thirst trapping. That's just a sexy picture.
I think it's cute. It's a cute tribute to Elton John. I love the boots, honey. Mm-hmm. Like it's so Elton John.
Yeah, but he shot the movie months ago, so stop wearing that stuff. That's thirst trap.
Don't be like that. Don't do that.
Return that stuff to the set immediately. All right, and last but not least, we got Aaron Carter with the traditional mirror selfie with a very humble brag. "I look great."
But it's not thirst trap only because he's not pulling the front of it down to get the V. You know, like when they pull the front of the pants down, you're like, dude, you're doing too much.
Yeah, but you can see the V, though, from the other side.
100%. That's a thirst
trap. Thirst trap.
Yeah, that's thirsty.
Come on.
Too.
I mean, he could hang his shorts off of himself, if you know what I mean.
I'd say Aaron Carter thirst trap.
You would say that.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, right.
I think it's a thirst trap picture when you don't take the time to clean up around you, okay?
The Febreze in the back.
If you're going to take a picture, clean up just all the stuff behind you. Like, don't make it look a mess.
A whole bunch of maid services, going to hit him in the DMs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was lube for a second.
Is that an open condom in the gold?
Right. That's that Top Ramen seasoning corner.
Well, Frank, I think I found your next reality show addiction. Singer John Legend and American Idol producer Nigel Lithgow have teamed up to produce a show called Love at First Song. You're going to have two single singers blindly rehearse a romantic duet with each other.
Okay.
So I don't see you, you don't see me, but well, we have chemistry, who knows? Then they reveal themselves and their potential chemistry during the performance. So not only that, but the couple will live, practice, perform, and compete together. And then they may swap partners every episode, either for love or music.
Swingers and singers. We'll swap partners next week.
A lot of these shows, they don't stay together. So there's no in-house reality. So to have, like, whoever burnt the chicken last night or, you know. Yeah.
Now I got to sing. I can't stand your ass. And I got to sing to you like I love you.
Up next, Disney's new version of Dumbo is in theaters. And Andrew Froyen sat down with the stars. We have that next. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Heidi and I are very excited to have our friend Andrew Freund in here once again.
Hey, guys.
He always stops by to talk about the biggest movies opening up, and this weekend, it is Dumbo.
Oh, yes. Dumbo the Big Elephant. Heidi, you remember that Dumbo, right?
Why are you saying the Big Elephant looking at me? Don't appreciate it.
No, of course. Dumbo is out this weekend.
Yes.
The original came out in 1941. It's been 78 years since we've had Dumbo back in the
theaters. Does it hold up?
It holds up, and now, of course, Tim Burton is directing this big, huge, epic film. It stars Colin Farrell, it stars Ava Green, it stars Danny DeVito. And I wanted to address the elephant in the room.
All right, well, enough talking about it. Let's watch.
All right, Danny.
Yes, Andrew.
Let's say you and I were going to take a trip together.
Right.
We're going to fly on a Dumbo.
Hey, okay. You want to know where we're going?
Yeah, I want to know where to go.
Well, I would go to the Caribbean.
Okay.
Why not?
Well, you know? What kinds of things would Andrew
do? What we do?
Yeah.
We just lay on the beach and, like, drink a lot of booze and, you know, go swimming and, you know, probably get a lot of massages and... We live a hedonistic. How long can we keep the elephant out?
Like, I don't know, a couple days? A
couple days is not enough.
All right, four days.
You need, like, 2 days of debauchery, and then you got to recover.
Yeah.
Then you do it again, and then you go home.
Let's say that we were going to have Dumbo take you and I together on a trip. Where would you want to go?
Tanzania.
Tanzania?
Yes.
You, Ava and Andrew in Tanzania?
Yeah. On Dumbo's back.
On Dumbo's back. Now, I want to know, because you've played so many iconic characters over the years, I want to know which one you think would be best in a circus. Who would be good in a circus? First one is Louis from Taxi, Owen from Don't Throw Mama from the Train, or Frank.
Well, Owen would just, like, love the, you know, he loved the circus. Frank would probably be best in the bareback riders, girls' dressing room, and Louis would probably take over the damn thing. He's like the straw boss.
The straw boss. If you were going to be a circus animal, what kind of circus animal would you be?
I'll just say sea lion, because I was going to say I like playing with balls, but
steady.
Yeah, I you know, I played football as a kid, so maybe a sea lion.
Thank you, Colin.
Cool, man. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you, too.
You can do it, Dumbo.
Show him.
Who doesn't want to get drunk with Danny DeVito?
I'm
sign
in.
Me up. I'm in.
And who doesn't want to play with balls with Colin Farrell?
I mean, everything
I'm
about
I'm in. Also in.
Right, everybody in?
Dish exclusive.
Well, thanks for coming in, Andrew.
Yes.
And be
Thank
sure everyone else to go check out Dumbo this weekend when it opens in theaters.
All right, well, coming up next, boy, do we have a story for you. You're not going to believe what slippery creature some guy shoved right down his pants. Oh, you're not going to want to miss it after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. An unidentified man in Michigan was caught on surveillance camera at a pet store stealing a 4-foot ball python snake named Noodle. Now, he didn't go prepared. What a great name for a snake, huh?
Yeah.
So he didn't go prepared with like a duffel bag or something to put the snake in when he stole it. So where do you put a snake you're stealing that's 4 feet long? You put it where you normally hide your snake. Take a look. He stuck the python in his pants.
I don't know anything about snakes. Is this something that could... It's not poisonous, apparently.
No, not ball pythons. Any kind of pythons, not. It's a constrictor.
I worry about it, like, going, oh, no. Okay. Oh, dear. Gotta get out of here quickly.
I think every guy's wondered at one time what it's like to walk around with a python in your pants. You know what I mean?
What?
No one wants anything that big.
That's true.
I'd be afraid to stick that down my pants because my junk looks like a nest of baby mice. And I think snakes like that stuff.
Oh, that's cute.
He's like, I am hungry. They haven't fed me since this morning.
Ooh, their eyes aren't even open yet.
You got a naked mole rat and a couple of mice.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.